Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week, we have decided to analyze the birth chart of the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. The opening ceremony is set for 2014 Moscow time, that is to say, 8:14 p.m. on the evening of February 7th in Sochi, Russia. Sochi, by the way, is the longest city in Europe, stretched out over 148 kilometers, or 92 miles for you Americans. Hard to defend, perhaps, and 2014 is the 150th anniversary of the Circassian genocide, which happened in 1864 in this area of present-day Sochi, Russia. As such, these Olympic Games are being held in and around the mass graves of the local Muslims killed at the time.
Well, thanks for that bit of history, David, but it does have a bearing on what we're going to be reporting here.
Yes.
Although it is true that the actual start time of the games might not end up being exactly the scheduled clock time, we're going to assume that it will be close and that it's worth using as the birth time for a chart of the 2014 Sochi Olympic Games.
So, using this information, we come up with a Leo rising chart for Sochi. First off, we see that the ruler of the chart, the Sun, is in the sixth house of struggle, difficulty, and enemies. Not a good sign to start with.
Yeah, and furthermore, the Sun and the sixth house are receiving the malefic square aspect of Mars, another indication that all is not smooth here.
And look at what's going on around Mars. The third house of this chart looks really intense. There are three of the major malefic planets here. Here in the third house of the environment, have Mars, the planet of force and the military, Saturn, the planet of control and restriction, and Rahu, the planet of obsession.
Right, David. So that all adds up to an obsession with controlling the environment by force, like with guys with submachine guns on every rooftop.
And yet, as a public spectacle, things are looking pretty good. Venus is the planet of entertainment, and it is nicely positioned in the fifth house, which itself is the house of games and amusements.
And Venus is also the ruler of the rising lunar sign Purva Falguni, which is also specifically connected to theater and amusement.
At the same time, Venus rules the sign where the exalted Taurus moon sits in the 10th house of public action. Since the moon is the significator of the emotions, a well-placed moon bodes well for the Russians' desire to make these games a splendid public display and thus further their reputation in the world.
Yeah, although an interesting aspect of this chart is how Venus, as the ruler of the 10th house of success and reputation, is also the ruler of the 3rd house, Libra, where Mars, Rahu, and Saturn reside. And as such, Venus's energy gets rather tainted by the influence of all those malefic planets.
So, like the ruler of the chart in the sixth house, this indicates some potential for problems.
Yeah, and then we have something else going on in the seventh house, which is the house from which the public sees you.
You are talking about the Mercury-Neptune conjunction. That is a bit troubling. The planet of facts, media, and objectivity is closely conjunct the planet of illusion, but also confusion. This could show up as some judging issues or technical problems, scorekeeping. Oh, and by the way, Jupiter, the planet of judges, is retrograde in Mercury's sign Gemini as well.
Yeah, all right. Well, even before we get to the event itself, there are planetary indications of problems before the Olympics, some of which we have already witnessed.
We do know of a planetary pattern indicating for more violence in the next couple of months.
You are, of course, referring to Mars opposite Uranus.
My intuition had already been gnawing at me of late, and it caused me to wonder a bit over these Winter Olympics.
And now, with the two bombings in the city of Volgograd, just take a look at the map of the areas near Sochi, Russia, and one can see how close the troubled regions of Chechnya and Dagestan are to the Winter Olympic Games.
Then, even with most basic of web searches, you come up with this serious character, Chechen Islamist leader Doku Umarov, ominously nicknamed Russia's Bin Laden. He has been exhorting his followers to mess with these Winter Olympics big time, and here's a choice quote from the man himself: maximum efforts on the path of Allah to do everything possible to disrupt these demonic dances on the bones of our ancestors. So I'd say he's pretty serious about getting the job done.
Yes, he looks like a man on a mission for sure. And now we see that there is astrological backup for your intuition, David.
Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, has been perfectly clear on what his approach will be towards these militants.
And yet, even with the potential for more violence in the weeks ahead, Mars does get over the line and into Libra on February 4th, before the games begin.
Russia so badly wants to be seen in a good light for the first ever Winter Olympics hosted by this country. With Saturn and Rahu overwhelming Mars in this chart, it really looks like an all-out effort to control the violence will be the agenda for this coming February.
Well, that'll do it for now, and certainly we will be following developments during the upcoming weeks.